Today's shiur is Masechet Bkaris Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chavav on Aleph. Three lines from the top, Lame Ketanor. Our Mishnah had quoted the Machlokes of Akavya and the Chachamim, that if a Bechor, if wool of a Bechor fell off before a Bechor died, under which circumstances may that wool be used? And Akavya certainly has the more lenient opinion than the Chachamim, but as we saw in the Mishnah and we'll Mitzvah Shem soon see in the Gemara, there's a Machlokes Tanon exactly which are the circumstances that Akavya and the Chachamim are discussing. But in our previous shiur, Reish Lakish made a statement. And Reish Lakish said that no matter how we understand the Machlokes of Akavya and Chachamim, one thing, says Reish Lakish, is for sure. They're only discussing an animal whose wool came off, that is an animal that's already a Bamum, and not only a Bamum, an animal that's Bamum that has so been declared by the Chacham. If the animal has not yet been declared a Bamum by the Chacham, says Reish Lakish, everyone will agree that that wool is awesome. And the reason Reish Lakish says this is because Akavya, as we just said, who's the Mako, agrees that hair that falls off from a Bechor that's not a Balmum is, and even if it ultimately will become a Balmum, Akavya holds that hair that fell off while it was not a Balmum is Usur, because the underlying concern in our Gemara is that will the person delay, postpone, shechting the Bechor? And if the halacha is that the animal wool that fell off is mutter, that will only incentivize the individual to wait that the animal should become Balmum. Because they'll have two incentives. Number one, once it's a Balmum, he no longer needs to bring it as a carbon. And number two, he able to keep the wool. So certainly, says Reish Lakish, Akavya will agree that that wool that fell off before the animal had been determined by a Chacham to be a Bamum is certainly Asa. Another way of understanding Reish Lakish's opinion is that we can only allow the wool of an animal that may be used, because it's a Balmum, to be used for my own personal use. But if this animal is not yet a Balmum, so it's still Kachim, and if it's still Kachim, certainly no part of it may be used. So the Gemara wants to suggest that this point that Reish Lakish makes, that everyone is in agreement, that until the animal is declared a Balmum, the wool is Usur, is actually suggests the Gemara, perhaps a machloikis tanor, lehm katanoi. Because it says in the Braisa, HaTorot Tzemeh Bechor Tam, if somebody takes off wool from a Bechor that's unblemished, Api Shinoil Bamum Veshachtoi, the exact case that we just discussed, that even though ultimately it does become Bamum, since this wool came off before the animal was a Bamum, everybody will agree that it's also that wool is also. Continues the Tanakhama. However, if you have a Bechor Bamum, Shetolosh Vimenu, where wool was taken off from the Bechor that's a Bamum, Vakach Meis, and then the animal dies, Akavi B'Mahal Matir, Akavi B'Mahal says that wool is Mutter, Vecham Oysim, and the Chamim hold that's also. Amar Yehuda, to which Rabbi Yehuda comments, why does that hit that Kavi B'Mahalo? In such a case, a Kavi B'Mahalo will not be lenient. Ella, says Rabbi Yehuda, because if the animal died, and as we learned in the previous shiur, once the animal died, the halacha is that a Bechor that dies must be buried. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the animal that died must be buried, so too is the halacha with its wool that came off before it died. The only time they disagree, says Rabbi Huda, is the schar ba'bamum. You have the schar of a bechor that's a ba'mum, shenosh that fell off, v'nich b'chaloyim, the animal's still alive, so he put the hair on the side, v'akach shachtoy, and then he shechs the ba'mum. So at that point, you're allowed to shech the ba'mum and use it for your own personal needs, because it's a ba'mum. B'zeh, in that situation, b'akavi b'mahalo mater, b'akavi b'mahalo holds its mutter, v'chomen, even in such a situation, because they're concerned that you make this bone, shechting it, and you may come to do gizav avoida with it, oisrim, even in that case. The Rishonim make an interesting observation. When Rabbi Yehuda speaks about the hair that fell off, he says, v'nicha b'chaloyim, he put it into the window. You look at Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't speak about putting the hair on the side. Why? So Rishonim say, because let's look about the cases that they discuss. The Tanakhama speaks about a case, b'chor ba'mum shetolosh memenu. We have a person that did it an aveira. He pulled off the hair of a ba'mum, which of course, of a b'chor, which of course you're not allowed to. Such an individual, who's clearly violating the law, is an individual that's not going to now be careful not to use the hair until the animal dies. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't use the words v'hinicha b'chaloyim. Whereas, when we speak about Rabbi Yehuda doesn't speak about a person shatolash that pulled off the hair. Rabbi Yehuda speaks about a situation shanashar, the hair fell off by itself, not chas v'sholem that the person pulled off the hair. Such a person, of course, is being careful to do the right thing. And the right thing, of course, is not to use the hair as long as the animal is alive. Continues the Braisa with a third opinion of Machlokes of Akavya and the Rabbon. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Moed Abba Chalefta Bezeh Shumota. And it's interesting, Rabbi Kivega says, Rabbi Yossi's father was Chalefta, and even though, of course, the halacha is that one may not call his father by his name, over here we find that Rabbi Yossi is speaking about his father Chalafta and calling him by his name. Why? Says Rekiva Eger that the halacha is that if you want to mention your father by his name, if you say before you mention his name, the same halacha applies by Rebbe, the word Abba or Rebbe, it's mutter. And that's why over here, when he spoke about his father, he said, Moida Abba, my father Chalafta said, and that's why he's allowed to call his father by his name. And as father Chalafta has become, as will become obvious in the Gemara, is one of the Chachamim, Shumuta. When the animal was slaughtered, even the Chachamim will agree that a Bechor Ba'mum, whose hair fell off, and then was Gishachtin, that hair is Mutta. Avol, B'yichram Chachamim, and that's why the Chachamim said, Yenichene B'chaloi, put that hair on the window, Shema Yesh V'tikva. Shachtoi, and therefore, if it was slaughtered, Dere Hakob Mutta. Mace, when is there a dispute, says Rabbi Yossi, between Akavi B'mahal and the Chachamim? When the animal wasn't slaughtered, but it died. Akavi B'mahal Mater, Chachamim Oysra. Ask the Gemara, but isn't what Rabbi Yossi is saying the exact same as what the Tanakhama said? That the Machlokes of Akavi and the Chachamim is in a situation of mace. And therefore ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, aren't Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama saying the exact same thing? But we do see that there's a Machlokes. So what must be the Machlokes? Says the Gemara, Elolav, Hitira Mumcha, Ikebenayu. The Machlokes is in a situation where the machlokes is in a situation, do you have to have that the mumcha already declared the animal to be a balmum for them, for these halachas to apply? The Tanakhama suffer, for it will be the opinion of the Tanakhama, he tira mumcha in, only in a situation where the mumcha determined that this animal is a balmum, that's when we start having discussion between a kavya and the chachamim. V'loy. But if it hasn't been declared to be a balmum by the Talmud Chacham, everybody will agree that here is usur. V'as Rabbi Yossi l'meima. And Rabbi Yossi says that no, afgav d'loy tira mumcha. Even if the mumcha has not yet declared this animal to be a balmum, if the animal is a balmum, even though it doesn't have this declaration, the machlekes of a kavya and the chachamim is still applicable. So it seems that the issue that Rish Lakish said, that everybody agrees that the animal must, the bechor must be a declared balmum for the machlekes of a kavya and the chachamim to kick in, is really the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. And as the Rishonim point out, why are we attributing the lenient opinion that it doesn't have to be a declared balmum to Rabbi Yossi and the stricter opinion to the Tanakama? So Rishonim give two explanations. One explanation is because let's look at the words of Rabbi Yossi. The words of Rabbi Yossi are Shema Yesh Tikva. Shema Yesh Tikva means that the animal has not yet been declared a balmum. There's a hope, yesh tikva, there's hope that this animal will be declared a balmum. And once it's declared a balmum, and the hair fell off, and then according to the kavya died, or according to the chachamim it's slaughtered, that hair becomes mutter. So it seems that it's talking about a case where it isn't yet a balmum. Or another way that I sort of was showing and explain, that typically the second tana is expanding past what the first Tana said. And that's how we're going to understand this machlokes. That Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama is only makel in a situation where the animal has already been declared a balmum. And Rabbi Yossi says, as long as it's a balmum, it doesn't make a difference if it's already been declared as a balmum already or not. Says the Gemara, so now it seems that the statement that Rish Lakish made in the previous year is actually a machlokes tanoim. Amar Rava, Loi. That isn't the way we're going to understand. Rather, the Kula Amar, everybody will agree. Hikiru Mumcha in Eloi Tiru Loi. If the animal has not been declared to be a Balmum, everybody will agree that the hair that falls off, as we explained at the beginning of the Shia, as Rish Lakish said, that hair will be also. How do we understand this three-way Machlokes? V'shalosh Machlokes V'davar. There's a three-way machloikis, how to understand the machloikis of a kavim de chachamim. Tanakama, sover, it is the opinion of Tanakama, the pligi b'meis, v'udin l'shoftoi. The Tanakama holds the kavim de chachamim arguing if the animal was a declared balmum, and its hair fell out. And they argue it makes no difference if the animal was killed, if the animal died, or the animal was slaughtered. A kavya will hold that the hair is mutter. The chacham will hold that the hair is osur. So why did the Tanakhama choose to speak about a case of mace if they are also arguing in a case of shachtoi? V'har b'kamifik of a mace, the Tanakhama chose to mention the case of mace l'diach koicha the kavya, to show us how lenient a kavya is. That not only is a kavya mako when the hair of a b'chor b'mum fell out and then it was slaughtered, but even in a case where the animal died, does a kavya take that opinion? And as the Mefarshim explained, the reason the Braisa is focusing on the opinion of a kavya is because we have a rule, koyet atera odif, a kavya clearly here is the more lenient opinion, and we always focus on the more lenient opinion, because as we always explain, why is koyet atera odif? Because if you don't know what to do, it's easy to say, just be machmer. For a person to take the courage and to take a psak that something is mutter takes greater courage, greater being a greater Talmud Chacham, and that's why Kaif Tatera Adif. Actually, there is a question in the Rishonim that in this entire Gemara we're discussing the status of the hair, the Rishonim discuss, is this an issue of only a Deraisa? Is this an issue of a Issa Deraisa or Issa Drabonim? Actually, most Rishonim are of the opinion that our discussions here are regarding an issur d'rabbanan. The hair, when the Gemara speaks about the hair, it's speaking about an issur d'rabbanan, not an issur d'raisa. However, I did see some mafarshim that want to suggest that this Gemara that we just learned may be a raya that the issue here is an issur d'raisa. Because they quote a very interesting tzlach. The tzlach says that when do we apply the concept of koyach that teira adif? By an issur d'raisa. Why? Because we know the halacha is safik d'raisa l'chomra. Whenever we have a safik d'raisa, we should be machmer. So if we have a situation where we're dealing with an issue which is midaraisa, and still the tana is mekel, there, we indeed can appreciate the concept of koyach that teira adif. But if we're referring to a situation which is an issur d'rabbanan, where safek d'rabbanan is lekula, there we don't apply a concept of koyach that teira adif. The fact that our Gemara, as we just explained, is applying here the concept of koyach that teira adif should seem to be an indication that the issue being discussed is an issur d'raisa. So again, the opinion of the Tanna Kamma is that when you have a Bechor Baal Mum, the animal has already been identified as a Baal Mum, and then it hair fell off. According to Akavya, it makes no difference how that Bechor died, whether it died or was slaughtered, the hair will be mutter, and according to Kamma, it will always be Asr. Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand holds, if the animal is a Bechor Baal Mum, and mace, and it died, they call Asr. And again, the reason is, since the halacha is that this animal must be buried, therefore the halacha is the hair that fell off should be buried as well. Keep leaving. According to him, when is the machlokes? B'shachtoi. Only if they shechted the animal. That's when a kavya is mekel, and Rabbanan continue being machmer. V'as Rabbi Yossi l'meima. And now it's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. B'shachtoi. The rakol mutter, when it was slaughtered, when the Bechor Baal Mum was slaughtered, everybody will agree with mutter. Ki pligi, when are they arguing? Only in a situation where the Bechor Baal Mum hair fell out, and then that Bechor died, where Rabbanan will be machmer, and Rabbi Kavi will be mekel. However, as what is regarding what we began our shiur with, the opinion of Reish Lakish, everybody will agree with Reish Lakish that we're only speaking about a Bechor Baal Mum. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman, Halach Rav Yehuda. The halacha actually follows Rav Yehuda. Hoyal v'tanav b'churasik v'asei. Since the Mishnah Masech, the Idyas, paskins like him, and he says we have a rule throughout Shas that we always follow what it's the Mishnah Masech, the Idyas. That's in fact why it's called Idyas. Idyas represents that they're perfect. Idyas, we know when we speak about property being the Idyas. Why is it called Idyas? Because we remember the Gemara in Masechta Brachos that when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was made the Nasi, he took away the Shomer, he took away the guard from the door of the Beis Medrash, and many people that day joined learning. And there was a great amount of learning that day. And in that day, many new Mishnayos and Halachos were learned, including this one. Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'el V'tanam V'churas K'vasei. Since the Mishnah Masechta Idyas, it says like Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, the Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Tzchaba, Sar B'chor Ba'amum Shanoshar, if the hair of this Bachar, that's a Ba'amum, fell off, the Nicha B'chaloyim, and then it was put on the side, back up, shachtoi, so we clearly see, number one, we're speaking about a Bechor that's already identified as a Baal Mum. Number two, we're speaking strictly in a situation, vakach shachtoi, karib mahal matir, achamim aisrim. So we see that that's the way to understand the machlokes between a karib mahal and the rabban. Omer of Nachman Yitzchak, masnisin namideikin. Actually, if we learn the second part of our Mishnah, we will also see that that is the way the machlokes is to be understood. Because the Mishnah spoke about a situation, which we'll explain more later in our shiur. Semer hamadol b'bechor. When you have wool that became detached from the animal, but it's still dangling in the amongst the other world. So the Mishnah Paskin, Eshem Nira Magiza Mutter. If it looks like it's still part of the wool on the animal, that wool is Mutter. Vesh'ena Nira, what doesn't look like it's part of the rest of the animal, of the wool that's still on the animal, is also. So now the Gemara drills down. Mani, whose opinion does this reflect? Elaim Rabbi Yossi, if we're going to say that the Mishnah at this point is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, let's understand. B'mai, what are the circumstances that are being discussed? Elaim B'shochtoi, that the animal was a B'chor Ba'amum, and the hair got detached, and then you shechted that animal. According to Rabbi Yossi, Bein Akavi Bein Rabbonon, Idi Mishashari, they hold that the hair that fell off from a B'chor Ba'amum after the Shechita is Mutter. So, how would we say that this here is also? Ella, we're going to say, that's talking about a situation in B'meis, that the animal wasn't, the B'chor Ba'amum's hair fell off, and then it wasn't slaughtered, it died. E Rabbonon, so if we're following the opinion of Rabbonon, isn't the opinion of the Rabbonon, as we've been learning, Edi, Mr. Asri, they say that the hair that fell off, and then the B'chor Ba'amum died, not slaughtered, all of the hair is Asr. Because let's think about it. The hair that was connected to the animal is certainly Asr, because that hair is part of a B'chor Ba'amum, and the halacha is that a B'chor Ba'amum is put, a B'chor Ba'amum is put, L'kfura, must be buried. And Rabbanan are saying, as we've been learning, that so too will be the halacha regarding the hair that fell off before it died. So how could the Mishnah start making distinctions about how does the hair look? And if you're going to say it's the opinion of a kavya, says the Gemara, the psak and the Mishnah, ipchami boile, should have been just the opposite. Nira magiza, whatever hair looks like it's part with the rest of the animal also. Because as we just said, what is the halacha of a b'chor ba'amum that dies? A b'chor ba'amum that dies must be buried. So any hair that looks like it's part of that ba'amum ought to be buried. And if ena nira in magiza, only the hair that's visibly separate, and therefore is hair that fell off before the animal died, should be mutter. Because that will be hair, the mikara talish, and it is the opinion of a kavya that hair that fell off from the B'chor Ba'amum after it dies is mutter. Here we're saying that just the opposite. We're saying the hair that looks like was part of the animal may be used, and the hair that was obviously separate is usur. But the Mishnah should have said just the opposite. Ella, how must we understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Ubimai. And now let's drill down. Elam b'meis, if it was a b'chor ba'amum whose hair fell off and then the animal died, ben l'kavya, ben l'kribanim, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is that everybody agrees that that hair is osur. Elalav, it's talking about a case, b'shachton, where the animal b'chor ba'amum, the hair falls off, and then it was slaughtered. So again, i'akavya, if our Mishnah is following the opinion of a kavya, idi, Mr. Shari, the hair should be mutter. Because let's think about it. The hair that fell off while it's alive, a kavya holds that hair after the animal is slaughtered is mutter. If it's the hair that fell off after it was slaughtered, that wach is a b'chor ba'amum, that's slaughtered, becomes the personal property of the kohen, and its hair is certainly mutter. Elalav, what must we say? That the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbanan, and Rabbanan, in according to Yehuda's interpretation, that hold that what is part is of the hair is mutter. What is part of the rest of the hair is mutter after the shechita, because that hair is not considered hair that fell off before the animal was slaughtered, and an animal, a b'chor ba'amum that slaughtered, certainly the hair from after the shechita is mutter. The hair that looks separate, therefore is considered hair that fell off from the Chol Bamum before the Shechita, and Rabbanan hold that any hair that falls off while the Bechor is alive, even if afterwards the Bechor is not mace, the Bechor afterward is Shachtoi, that hair remains Asur. And therefore, since this hair that we're discussing in our Mishnah looks separate, the halacha will be that that hair remains Asur. And that's why the Mishnah reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan as Rabbi Yehuda understand their opinion. Shema Minah. So here we have the second part of our Mishnah being a Stam Mishnah, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, like the opinion of the Rabbanan. So till now we've been speaking about a Bechor Baal Mum. Ask now the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Yanai, Hatol Semer Mi Oilot Mimo. What will be the halacha if somebody pulls off the hair of an oila tamima, mahu, what will be the status of the hair? So, Rashi learns that the Gemara's question is not going according to a kavya. Because since according to the kavya, the halacha is that you're allowed to have hanor from the wool of the bechor, bamum, after the animal died. So, if, and he's not concerned that that will cause you to postpone shechting the Bechor, certainly by Karban Oila, that we're going to soon learn in the Gemara, there's more reason not to be concerned for postponement. A kavya will certainly allow that here to be used. The discussion of this Gemara, according to Rashi, is according to the Chachamim, who were machmer, as we just finished learning, by a Bechor, because we need to be concerned that the person, if he's going to be allowed to use this hair, is going to postpone the shechita. What will be the halacha by a carbon? Ask the Gemara before it goes further. Toilish mikamad b'shari. Can we have a discussion in a situation where a person pulled off the hair? If the person pulled off the hair, he's a rasha. You're not allowed to pull off the hair of an animal that's a carbon. And such a person, we're not discussing that that hair should be mutter. And it's very interesting to point out, Pais can make this in point, the Gemara, Rashi, very clear Rashi, the bottom Rashi and the others, says that this person is a Rasha. Even though, most likely, the use of the hair, the use of this hair, is only in Issa the Rabbanim. From here we see, say the Paiskim, that even a person who violates an Issa the Rabbanon is considered a Rasha. Which opens up a very difficult discussion, because the halach is, it's a din in the Torah, a Tashas Rasha aid. That somebody who's a Rasha is not allowed to be an aid. So certainly somebody who Rachman Litzlan is over is Suri Daraisa is not allowed to be an aid. The question is, what is the halacha of someone who's over Isuri de Rabbanan? And from this Gemara it seems that somebody who's even over Isuri de Rabbanan ought to be considered a Rasha. So now we have a very big problem. How do we ever get somebody to be an aid when we need an aid? Most people, unfortunately, have probably violated an Issa de Rabbanan. So the Chavos Yor discusses this issue, and the Chavos Yor says that even if we'll say that somebody who's over an Issa Rabbanan is considered a Rasha, it's only in a situation, he says, when that person knew what he's doing is an Issa Rabbanan and was also told, please stop doing it, and he ignored that request. Otherwise, says the Chavos Yor, even though he was over an Issa Rabbanan, he's not to be considered a Rasha. Ella, says the Gemara, the situation here is Semer Shenitmush Me'oilot Tamima Mahu. What is the halacha if the Semer fell off a oila, and then, as Rashi explains, afterwards you shech that animal, you shech the carbon oila, what will be the halacha on that wolf? So the way Rashi explains, that certainly if the oila becomes a bamum, the halacha will be that that wool is also b'hanoah. For the same concern, we're concerned that you're going to you're going to keep that oila, you're not going to redeem it, you're not going to kill it, and there's an iser gizav avoida on psulei hamikdashim. So certainly, if it becomes about mum, Rashi learns, the Rambam disagrees, that that wool would be also. Here we're referring to a situation where the oila, the wool of that oila fell off, and then you shechted the oila, and the question in the Gemara is, will that wool now be mutter? And again, as Rashi says, it's only after you shechted. While the animal was alive, certainly that wool will be usur. And the question is, did Chazal hold that it's usur because they're saying that they're not concerned that as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, that you're going to postpone shechting the carbon oila? Or are we indeed concerned that the person, if that wool is mutter, will postpone shechting the carbon oila? Tosfos explains that what makes the wool mutter, so Tosfos explains that since we were makir with the carbon oila, and part of the service of the carbon oila is the zrikas adam, so as we've learned many times, the zrikas adam is matir, and here too, the zrikas adam will be matir the wool that fell off while the animal was alive, that now after the shechita of the carbon oila, that wool will be mutter. So the Gemara goes a step further. The wool that fell off of a chatas for asham, after the chatas for asham are brought, again following Rashi's explanation, there is no question that that wool is mutter. Because what is the concern in our sugyas? The concern in our sugyas, as we've been learning, is that the person will postpone shechting it. Here, kivdul kapara also, since the purpose a person brings a carbon katas or carbon ashram is to affect kapara, the person wants to get his kapara lemashle, and he won't delay just because he gets some wool that falls off. The bechara ma'isa nami, similarly, the wool that fell off of the bechara ma'isa, and then you shechted that bechara and that ma'isa, kivin the lavel kapara also, they're not brought for bechara, they're not brought for kapara. If the wool that falls off will be mutter, we must be concerned, the mashalei, the person is going to postpone bringing those kabanas, and therefore the halacha certainly is that that wool is also. As the Meraimei Sada says, so too will be the halacha by a carbon shlomin, because the carbon shlomin also doesn't come for kapara, and we need to be concerned that we're going to allow the wool that falls off to be used, the person is going to postpone bringing the carbon. Kiti by luck, the question is, strictly by carbon oil. Man, what do we say? Kiven the ikalavu kapara, it doesn't primarily come for kapara, and therefore we need to be concerned, the mashalei, the person going to postpone bringing it. Oidilma, kiven the oil nami mechaper asay, the oil is mechaper and averis, if a person was over mitzvah to say, so the person wants to bring that carbon, and therefore, le mashalei, he will not delay, and we don't have a reason to be machmer and delay and ask the wool that fell off while it was alive. Ask the Gemara, ask the Achronim, the Gemara says in the Sechta Erechim that somebody who's chai become chatz and asham, aimim ashkin esod. We don't take a pledge from him, we don't take collateral from him to make sure he brings his carbon. For the reason that we just learned in our Gemara. The person wants to bring the carbon chatas, wants to bring the carbon asham, because they bring to him a kapara. Chai ve'oyla, but the Gemara says, v'mashkin asham, we make him bring a mash, we take a mashkin from him, because we're concerned that he's not going to bring the carbon. So ask the achroinim, isn't that clearly an indication that carbon oyla should not be treated like a chatas and asham? So they say a very nice teretz. The mitzvah eisen says a very nice teretz. There we were talking about a person who has not yet designated as an animal for his carbon. So Gemara says, if he's chayv a carbon chatas or carbon asham, we could be comfortable that he will designate such an animal. He wants to get a kapara. A carbon oil, we need to be concerned that maybe he won't. Here, Al Gemara refers to an individual who already designated a carbon. So we see, as the Gemara just said, that he's anxious to have a kapara. So since he's anxious to have a kapara, the Gemara is suggesting, because the carbon oila does bring some sort of kapara, maybe we don't need to say that that wool that fell off while the animal is alive is asur, or maybe we should be machma. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Braisa says, Hatoilet Semer B'chor Tam, if somebody pulls off the wool of a B'chor Tam, Abishanol B'mum, even though it then develops a mum, Shachtoi, and then he shechts it, also that wool is also. So what does this Braisa seem to say? Tam of the Toilish, strictly because we're speaking about a case where he pulled off the wool. Hanitlash, if the wool fell off by itself, that locha would be that it's shari. So isn't this a raya that if even by bechor the wool that falls off after shchitat mutar koshken oila that you have, and we're not worried it's going to cause you to postpone the shchita. Certainly by an oila where you're less likely to postpone the shchita, the shari, that the wool should be mutar. Ask the mafarshim. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah that the tzemer that falls off a bechor ba'mum is asur? So how could it say here that it's mutter? Answer the mafarshim that they were speaking about a bechor ba'mum. He was speaking about a bechor tamim, and a bechor tamim has different halachas than a bechor ba'mum. Says the Gemara, Hu adin tafil Nitlashnami also. The halacha here is that the same din will be even where it fell off. It's also. I, the Haidik Tami Toilish, why do you teach us the case of Toilish? With the after Kaif of the Kavya, not to focus on the Rabbonim, but to focus, as we learned, on a Kavya that says Kaif that Tera Odif, and therefore, even if you plucked off the hair of such a covering, the halacha is its mutter. The Bamum, I feel the Toilish Namishari, then Bryce is teaching us that according to Akavya, in the case of Bamum, the halacha is that it's mutter even when somebody plucked it off intentionally. There's a question in the Rishonim that when Akavya is taking this very lenient approach, that not only Nitlash, that when it fell off, the wool will be mutter, but even when it's toilish, the halacha is that according to Akavya, that the halacha is mutter, what will be the halacha when it was goizis? Will he only be makel when it was toilish, or will he, but goizis, which as we learned in the previous shurim, is an issa deraisa, Akavya will agree as asur, or Akavya will be makel even in a case of Geizus. Ask the Gemara, but let's understand. When we learned in our Mishnah, and we learned in our Mishnah the lenient opinion of Akavya, that Akavya says that it's mutter, in our Mishnah, Akavya kept on speaking about a situation of nosha, where the wool fell off by itself. Now we're saying that Akavya is not limited to the case of nosha. Now we're saying that Akavya says his leniency even by Toilish. So why does the Mishnah speak about Noshar? The Mishnah should have said even a bigger Chiddush, that even when you Noshar, when you did it, that Akavya will be Mekel. Answered the Gemara, Tana Nashar, look at the aspect of the Rabbanan. The reason the Mishnah spoke about the case of Noshar is to show us how far the Rabbanan are Machmer. That's why the Mishnah spoke about a case of Noshar. And the Braisa, Tana Toilish, talked about a case of Toilish, where the Yachid Koyche the Kavya, how far a Kavya is Mekel. And as the Rishonim explained, yes, there's a concept of Koyche the Teira Odif. And since there's a concept of Koyche the Teira Odif, we want to focus and show how far a Kavya is Mekel, that a Kavya is even Mekel in the situation of Toilish. And how do we know that that is the opinion of a Kavya? From what we learned in the Braisa. But once we successfully learned in the Braisa how lenient a Kavya is, the Mishnah But on the other hand, they complement each other. The Mishnah could show us how machmer the Rabbanon are, that they're machmer even in a situation of Noshar, where it fell off by itself. So as we mentioned earlier in our shir, our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, distinguished between the wool that fell off, that looks like it's still attached, that wool is mutter after the Shechita, according to the Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, versus the wool that looks separate. Heichidama, so ask the Gemara, Eina Nira Megezer. What is the measure when it looks like it's whipped, it's still attached, or when it looks like it's detached? It says the Gemara, Amar Veloza, Amar Eslokish. Something that the root, it's the hair is detached, and the root is obviously, you could see that the root is no longer attached to the animal. That is a situation where it's considered separate. Otherwise, it's considered still part of the wool. If it looks separate, if it's not on the same level as the rest of the wool, that's called separate. Otherwise, it's still considered together. Ask the Gemara, Resh Lakish my Tamalamak Rav Nosson Bar Oshia. Why does Resh Lakish agree with Rav Nosson Bar Oshia? And as Mepharshim explained, because Rav Nosson Bar Oshia takes a stricter view. Why does Resh Lakish not take such a strict view? Answers the Gemara, Amar Belor, Sav Resh Lakish, Lefishi Efshel Giza Belay Nimin Am Nadalos. If we're going to take such a strict view, that if it's not exactly level with the rest of the wool, it's considered separate, we're never going to have a situation that the wool of an animal is mutter, because the wool is never all one level. Therefore, Rav Shlokish felt that Rav Nosson is being too strict, and he can't follow his opinion. So as we've learned, the halacha is that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, the Bechor was given to the Kayan who brought it as a carbon. Nowadays, the halacha is that the Bechor that's born, we have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. At that point, we give it to the Kayan, and the Kayan uses it for his own personal use with certain restrictions. So as Rashi explains, our Mishnah is speaking about a situation she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, and the Mishnah, the Gemara wants to know, at kami Yisrael chayav on top of Bechor. The Bechor is born, how long must the Yisrael work with that Bechor and not just give it to the Kohen? For as the Imri Emes explains, the Torah keeps on speaking about, when we speak about Kabbanis, L'mashcha. L'mashcha means B'derech Gedula. And B'derech Gedula means in a respectful manner. Included in saying in a respectful manner is to give it to the Kohen, not to give him the animal that he should have, the tircha of raising the animal. So therefore, ask the Gemara, Kama Yisrael Chayov, ask the Mishnah, Kama Yisrael Chayov on top of Bechor, how long must the Yisrael take care of the Bechor? Says the Mishnah, Behem Adaka, Shloshim Yoyim, Vagasa, Chamishim Yoyim. Rabbi Yitzhak Emre, Bedaka, Behem Adaka, Shloshim Chadoshim. However, the Rishayim debate, what is the halacha after this time, where the Yisrael wants to give the Kohen the Bechor and he refuses? Do we make him take it? The Azarua says we don't force the Kohen to take it. The Rosh says that we do force him to take it. And as the Truma Sadeshin explains, not to say that the Azarua holds that the Kohen doesn't do an Aveira by refusing. The question is, do we force him to take it or not? But certainly the Kohen should take it, it's a mitzvah. The only thing that I saw the Paiskim say, if it's a situation, as we've discussed so many times in our Masechta, of a Sofet Bechor, then the Kohen could do a reverse Hamoitzi Mechavera Olav Araya and say, I don't believe that this animal is a Bechor, and therefore I'm not obligated to take it. Continues the Gemara. On the way, Kohen takes Mishnah. If the Kohen tells the Kohen before this time, Tenei, give this Bechor to me, Hareza lo yitnen aloi. You should not give it to him, as we'll explain in the Gemara. Ben ba'mumhu, and if the animal is ba'mum, v'amaloi, Tenei shachlana, give it to me that I should eat of it, mutter. Then you are allowed to give it to him. B'shasa Mikdash, so this is all when the Beis Mikdash is not standing. B'shasa Mikdash, however, when the Beis Mikdash is standing, Imo Yitomim, and the animal is a healthy animal, Omaloi, and the Kohen tells to the owner, Tain Vekravena, give me the animal, and I can be makavit immediately, Mutter. You could give him the animal now. Habachah, it's from here, the place can bring a raya that the Bechor does not belong strictly to Kohanim of that Mishnah. Because otherwise, how could a Kohen of not that Mishnah approach the owner, of not that Mishnah approach the owner for the Bechor when it's not his Mishnah? Says the Mishnah further, HaBechor Nefesh Shana B'Shana. Here again, we're speaking where the Beis HaMikdash is standing. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the Bechor should be eaten within its first year. Bein Tam, Bein Bamum. And this applies both by Tam Bamum. Shinema Flei Hashem Loketa Tachlan Hashana B'Shana. The Machlokes Rishonim, if the din that a Bamum should be eaten within the first year is a din deraisa or only a din derabanan. And furthermore, the Rishonim say, why do we have to have a special din that of Shana B'Shana if the Bechor is not a Bamum, so it's a carbon? And when something's not a car, when something is a carbon, there's a din about ta'achar. So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is that the Gemara in Sefer Rosh Hashanah describes how you could have a year pass and still not be over about ta'achar. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that the isser about ta'achar is only on the owner. But certainly once the bechor is given to the kohen, there is no issue about ta'achar. Continue the Mishnah. If a blemish develops within the first year, he can hold on to the animal for 12 months. After the first year, he can only keep it for 30 days. The Gemara will explain exactly what is the case that this part of the Mishnah refers to. So Gemara, the Mishnah at the beginning, distinguished between a Bechor that by Behemah Daka, the owner should hold on to it for 30 days, by Behemah Gassi should hold on to it for 50 days. Ask the Gemara anonymously, where do these numbers come from? On Rav Kahana Damakra. The Pasuk says, Bechor ben Netatitnali, Kein Tassel at Soincha. Melaska Matal is Acher, Kein Tassel at Sharcha. So the Torah is comparing the din of tzoyin to b'chor, but b'chor adam, but we know that b'chor adam, the pinyan of Ben is the day 30. And the Torah is comparing, according to Rashi's interpretation, b'chor shor to the halacha of bikurim, and the halacha of bikurim is that Rashi explains that the barley ripens on Pesach and is brought as the carbon Shtei Alechem on and is brought as the carbon on Shavuos. So we say that it's a 50-day spread. Taisha says it has nothing to do with the din of ripening barley. Taisha says that it has to do with Bikurim being brought 50 days after Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Eipachano, maybe we should compare the shor to the Bechor Adam and the tzoyim to the Bikurim. Answers the Gemara Mestam, the Migdal and Migdam, the Machla Macha. The Pasuk speaks about the tzoyim, the Bechor Bonim, and then the tzoyim. The Pasuk speaks about the Bikurim and the shor. So we obviously said the Gemara should compare the shor to the Bikurim and the tzoyim to the Bechor Adam. Ask the Gemara Adarabba, maybe the Samachlei with the Samachlei, we should connect the ones that are next to each other, and the halacha of Pidyon HaBen and the Shor Adam are in the Psukim right next to each other. Answers the Gemara, El Amarav Amakra Tasa. The Torah, when it says, speaks about the Shor, says, Kein Tasa L'Sharcha, Hoysalach Akasuv Asiyachers B'Sharcha. Where the Torah is saying it, if the Torah is trying to tell you that there's another Siyah, you should add time to the Shor, past the time of the Tzoyim. So says the Gemara, why add 20 days? Amos Shittin, maybe it should be double 30 days, 30 plus 30. And so the Gemara, my Masach Chasal Chachamim, it is up to the Chachamim to determine how many days it should be. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Tanya Amihachi, B'cha B'nacha Tikkun L'kin Tassel Tzayincha, Yochal Ach L'sharcha, it should be 30 days. Tamaloy Matasa, Ha'asul L'chakos L'chi, Asiya Achas B'sharecha, to add days. And continues the Braisa, when Masach Chasal El Chachamim, the Chacham are the ones to determine how many more days by Yishar than by Yitzayim. You can Amru, at Kam Yisrael Chayavim Tapo Bechor, Vahem Yedak Shloish Miyayim, Begasa Chamish Miyayim. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Rabbi Yossi Aymer says, Bedaka does not have to Shloish Yitzadashim, and they should Tepula Meruba. It needs more attention. Tana, and the Gemara explains what does that mean, Bepnei, Shishinei Adakas. It has very small teeth, and therefore, since it has very small teeth, it's hard for it to chew its food, and it can't eat on its own, and therefore, we want the owner to take care of this animal for a longer amount of time before we give it to the kohen. The Shlach says, we quoted the Pasuk, Melascha v'demacha lois se'acher. He explains, homiletically, Melascha, if a person, the word melascha means full, person is missing something and he needs something to fill up his needs. The demacha, if he cries to Hashem, if a person davens to Hashem to give him what he needs, lo sa'acher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not delay giving us and granting us what we daven to him in our tefillos and bakashas.